Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the vicinity. Mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of around 86. South winds at 10 miles per hour. A 50% chance of precipitation this afternoon, going down to a 30% chance tonight with a low of 72. On Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms expected again in the afternoon. Mostly partly cloudy skies with a high of 89. Currently it's cloudy and 83. Here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Music this hour begins with Robert Spano conducting the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra featuring solo violinist Cecilia Arzewski. This is a performance of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Scheherazade, Opus 35 by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Robert Spano conducted the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Cecilia Arzuski, solo violin. It's 45 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The UL Lafayette Potpourri program is offering courses for children throughout the summer. Courses in cooking, dance, science, sports, and music, as well as some academic classes. For more information or to register your child, you can call the Potpourri office here at UL Lafayette at 337-482-6387. And at the Light Center, the Academy of Interactive Entertainment is offering two summer camps for children called Cyber Camps, June 25th through the 29th and July 30th through August 3rd. For more information, you can contact the Light Center in Lafayette or go to the website of the Academy of Interactive Entertainment. The Acadiana Center for the Arts and the Lafayette Science Museum have teamed up to present summer camps called The Art and Science of Sound. You can go to either website or call either office for information about those camps. The Children's Museum of Acadiana is also offering camps, a jewelry camp, camp construction. For more information, please contact the Children's Museum of Acadiana. Cité des Arts has a number of courses as well, summer camps for children. One called the Imagination Games Summer Camp with Jim Phillips and Cherie Cohn. Crystal Place, they're going to put you in the movies, a summer camp also with Jim Phillips. Contact Cité des Arts for further information and schedules. Vermilionville offers two camps for kids as well, one called Nature Comes Alive and the second History Comes Alive. There are two sessions of each in July. For more information, please contact Vermilionville. There will be a free dental day for music professionals on the 20th here in Lafayette. It's a combination hosted by the Lafayette Cultural Economy Foundation, the Lafayette Community Healthcare Clinic, Music Cares, and the Smile Program. For more information or to register, you can't just walk in, you need to register, please contact Kathy Richard at 366-8970 or email her at Kathy@culturaleconomy.org. That's free dental day for music professionals taking place on the 20th. Tipitina's Co-op has a number of seminars throughout the summer. The next one will be on the 20th, on Wednesday. It's called Band Dynamics, and Caroline Helm will be leading this workshop. That will be from 6 to 7 on the 20th. For more information, please contact Tipitina's Co-op to register for this workshop. VITA, Volunteer Instructors Teaching Adults, will have an upcoming tutor training workshop this week. Session 1 is Thursday, June 21st from 5 to 7:30, and Session 2 is Thursday, June 29th from 5 to 7:30. Training will be in Lafayette at 905 Jefferson Street. Call the VITA office at 234-4600 to sign up for these tutor training workshops. In Opelousas at the Delta Grand Theater, there are some summer workshops going on for kids in theater, and they will give their summer performance this coming Thursday and Friday, June 21st and 22nd. It's called After Hours, a one-act comedy play, and they will be performing that at the Delta Grand. For more information, you can call the Delta Grand or go to their website, which is deltagrandtheater.com. In Lake Charles, the Itinerant Theater continues its run of The Firsts, They Made a Difference on Thursday and Friday evenings at the Gibson Barham Gallery of the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. On Thursday nights, the monologues present Caroline Dorman and Maggie. Maggie is Margaret Dixon, all about women in Louisiana who were firsts in their field. Obviously, Caroline Dorman, great forester in the state and also very instrumental in starting Kasachi National, the Kasachi Forests. Margaret Dixon was the first managing editor of a major periodical in the U.S. That was the Baton Rouge Morning Advocate. They will present their monologues on Thursday, and then on Friday, Clyde Connell and also Rosa Hart. For more information, you can go to the Itinerant Theater's website or call the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in Lake Charles. The Glass Mendacity continues its run at Cité des Arts this coming weekend, June 22nd through the 24th. 4th. If you'd like more information or to reserve tickets, please call Cité at 337-291-1122. The Acadiana Repertory Theatre will present its 2012 New Works Festival at Theatre 810 in downtown Lafayette, June 22nd through July 1st. For showtimes, visit their website, acadianarep.org. We will be speaking with Jody Powell, who is with Acadiana Rep, tomorrow about the 2012 New Works Festival taking place at Theatre 810. The McNeese Department of Performing Arts will present a guest artist recital featuring pianist Gilbert DeGrieve this coming Friday, June 22nd, in the Sherman Fine Arts Theatre. He'll be performing music by Claude Debussy, also by Frédéric Chopin. It is a free concert and open to everyone. And there will be a free public forum that will take place at the South Regional Library in Lafayette on mental health services in Louisiana. That will be June 23rd from 9:30 to 12 noon. That's this coming Saturday. The policymakers who will be there will be Dr. Craig Cohenson, Mary Norris, Tricia Henserling, and Nell Hahn. To find out more, please contact the South Regional Library in Lafayette. A new film series, Cane Fire, will show its first film this coming Saturday at the Light Center. They hope to do independent films that you would not get to see otherwise here, new independent films that are coming out. This Saturday, you can see the film Surviving Progress by Matthew Roy and Harold Crooks. It will be shown at the Light Center starting at 7:30. Tickets will be available at the door. For more information, they have a Facebook page, Cane Fire Film Series. You can stop by there, like them, and get information about upcoming films. But the first one will be Saturday, Surviving Progress. And for information on KRVS, you can stop by our website or Facebook page. Our website is krvs.org, and our Facebook page is KRVS Public Media. Like us, and you can find out about things happening here, see photographs of what's going on in the studio, and help support KRVS. That's krvs.org. You can click on our schedule button or go to a list of individual programs. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. When you get to that program, you can either listen to archived programs there, or you can download them for listening to later on. And you can, of course, support KRVS at any time at our website. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 to 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Mondays, we join World of Opera. That's from 7 until around 11, at which time we join Cecil Doyle's Sounds Unusual. At midnight, it's Sound Club. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, Terminal Addiction. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.